Two things that we left unclear yesterday came a little more clear. We had a memra of Rove and of Kuvbeza med Aleph, Zorek v'nocha b'pi akelev, Zorek v'pi akelev yochayev, even though it is not dalet al dalet, and since it's achshevei, it's mashvelei mokim. That was the Chiddush of Rove, and the Gemara brings a raya from Rameya, that Rameya says that in Hoysa Shabbos v'itziyei b'piv chayev. So the Gemara brings a raya from Rameya to Rove. The Gemara is a derech in derech etzor b'kach, al kivin d'kamachavan machshavte mashvelei mokim, och enami kivin d'kamachavan machshavte mashvelei mokim. And we said over, Rabbi Kevege asks, it's two different inyonim. There was a problem of Shaloi Kederech Eitzo. So the Gemara says, so that it's called Kederech Eitzo. He wants to eat while he's going. Mashenken, here there's a problem of, there's no Hanoch HaMokim Dalet Al Dalet. That was Rabbi Kevege's Kasha. And we had said, Al Kaponim really, besides the problem of Ein Derech Eitzo, there's Zicher also a problem, there's no Hanoche B'mokim Dalet Al Dalet, because when he's, the Beis Habli is also not Dalet Al Dalet. So Be'emison from Rab Meir, there is a Raya to Rove, that Ach Shvei Mashve Le'mokim. But we said the Loshon HaGemor and the Loshon of Rashi is very Shver. But I found the Rabbeinu Hananel, let us just look at the Rabbeinu Hananel, which is in the... Rabbeinu Hananel is on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. Rabbeinu Hananel Takis says Pshat in the Gemara the way I wanted to say. Rabbeinu Hananel says as follows: Va'akshinon. It starts the end of Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, and around three lines from the end of the Perek of Hodron Aloch Hazeri. Va'akshinon v'ha'in derech chiyuv haitzo bekach klima. So Rabbeinu Hananel says, what was Pshat the Gemara's Kasha? Ein derech achiv, you only mechuyiv, ala ba'akirem imokim dalet, va'amokim b'mokim dalet. Ela, so the Gemara's Kasha was not, it's not derech haitzo, you need an akirem imokim dalet, anochim b'mokim dalet. Ala kimin da'achshevei la'anuchei b'piv, machshavtei mashvel l'piv, kilu mokim dalet al daldu. So Be'emison, the Rabbeinu Hananel says, Claude, that we wanted to say yesterday, that Be'etzim in Rameya, there is this problem, there's no Hanochet, there's no Mokim Dalet, in Machshavte Mashvele Mokim. No, yesterday we said, but the Gemara is not Mashma like that. And Rashi says, Claude, not like that. Rashi speaks to speak about a different chason, that was on the Kivegas Kasha. In derech lo haitzi bepeh. But al kaponim from the Rabbeinu Hananel, we see the Rabbeinu Hananel takalons, this was the Gemara's kasha. You don't have anoche b'mokim dalet al dalet. And the Gemara answers, mach shavtei mash v'lei mokim. So the Gemara is gewaldikut according to the Rabbeinu Hananel. Just one more nikude. We said when we learned Taisvis, he also didn't understand. Taisvis says, v'itziyei bepiv chayim. Kula badi adodi kosi. The bliyosei have a hanoche that b'shas is b'ileya, that's called hanoche of the machel. Afal pishe mahalach edamrinim ksivosin zu yinachos. V'afal gav de piv l'mayla miyut. So Taisvis asks one kashe that is l'mayla miyut. So Taisvis asks, why is it called hanoche b'shus harab? It's l'mayla miyut. V'ein erochev dalid is batul agav reshus harab. So Taisvis. So yesterday we had problems in Taisvis. Taisvis asked L'chayre two kashas. One kasha Taisvis asked, Pivis l'mayla miyud, so l'maises, so Taisvis held his chaylik rishus bifnei atzmoy. So Taisvis answers that he's bottle rishus harab, that he's not chaylik rishus bifnei atzmoy. But then we got stuck yesterday, Taisvis says, Ve'ine rochev dalit, so we had understood pshat that Taisvis is asking this kasha, that it's not a mokim dalit. So where did Taisvis answer this kasha? That's, yesterday we did not understand the Taisvis. But I found later the Lashon HaZov says that is not pshat in Taisvis kasha. Taisvus means to ask one kasha. Vavagav the pivla maila miyud ve'enei rochav dalet, so memeila the peh is amokim ptur. That's gotten Taisvus kasha. Taisvus is not asking our kasha, there's no hanochi b'mokim dalet on dalet. And that, it's machshavte mashvalei mokim, the way the Ben Hananel says. The Taisvus is asking a different kasha, but it's munach b'mokim ptur, because piv is lamaila miyud ve'enei rochav dalet. So Taisvus answers, an Odom is not chaylik reshus bifnei atzmoy, so memeila, so he's called the reshus harabim, so it's called the smunach b'shus harabim. The problem of anochi b'mokim dal dal dal, that the Gemara speaks about, machshav te'mash v'loi mokim. Just to clarify a little that what we had learned yesterday. Let us start again from the machloikis Rav Ushmul. V'ha'misateis, Misateis mishumai mechayiv, vavkuf beiz amet beiz. Rav omar mishum boine, ushmul omar mishum make bepatish. Misateis is, he's either smoothing the stone, or he's making indentations in the stone. So Rav says, yechayiv alts boine, and Shmul says, yechayiv alts make bepatish. Ha'oise nekev belul shaltan ha'goylem, a person makes a nekev belul shaltan ha'goylem, Rav oma mishum boine, Shmul oma mishum make bepatish. Ayel shuvse bekofina demore, a person is putting a handle of a shovel or a hoe into the hoe, and it's a little loose, so he's putting a wedge of wood into the chul of the shovel in order to tighten the handle. Ayel shuvse bekufina demore, in the Pesach and the chur of the shovel. Rav oma mishum boine, Shmul oma mishum make bepatish. So we have a machloikis by three in yonim, misateis, oise lu, oise nekev velul shaltan legoylim, and ayel shuvse bekufina demore. So now the Gemara explains what the machloikis is. Utzricha, and we need all three tziur. Di yashminin kamaise bei koma rav mishum de derech binyim bekach. Smoothing out a stone, putting indentations in a stone, charitzim in the stone, that's derech binyim. So we explain the Rishonim say pshat, what is pshat derech binyim bekach? That means by doing this to the stone, we really didn't do any binyan yet. But Rav holds all the processes that are done, that through these processes we will eventually end up with binyan, derech binyan. This is the derech. This is the process to binyan. All that falls into the category of binyan. That means all the preparation, all the works of preparation, which is machshir, the event to be royal binyan, is also called boine, even though at the present time I didn't build anything. That is the svara of Rav. Behi koma Rav, mishum de derech binyan bekach. Agavuche, what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel does not hold of this lomdus of derech binyan. If you, boine is you're building something. Samazo, you have a stone, and the stone, you made that the stone is royal binyan, that does not fall into the category of boine. So what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel, this is the Gemar Meloche. That means in this matzev, you made the stone, this is the Gemar Meloche of the stone, now you made a stone. So this is the Gemar Meloche. What are you going to do with the stone later? You're going to build with the stone. But al kaponim, to make the stone usable, that's cool, that's the malach of makim bepatish. With this pool of misates, I made the stone usable. So that is the machlekes by misates. Aval oise nekev belul shaltan legoylem. If a person makes a hole in a lul shaltan legoylem, dein derech binyim bekach. Here we don't have this svara of Rav. The svar of derech binyan, this is the process which will eventually lead to binyan, that we don't have over here. Why? Because we have a chicken coop, which is sealed, and we're making a hole. So now the shayla is, there's a different shayla over here. Is this binyan or is it not binyan? And what is the shayla? The shayla is as follows. In Hilchis binyan, a Pesach, in order to have a shame Pesach, that's chayev als boine, it has to be osi lahachnis alohitzi. Now, the purpose of this hole in the chicken coop, this Adach Sam Seifer explains it, is ba'atzim azazoy, lahachnis avir, to bring in some fresh air, and lohitzi hareyach ra. But there is a shaila between Rav and Shmuel. Is this called the Pesach Lahachnis or Lahoitzi? This is only everything to Tutzach Damet Reiches and Ruches. Maybe that's not called Lahachnis or Lahoitzi. So that Be'etzim is the Machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. So the Machloikis Rav holds, he says, in the first case by Mesatis, there will Zichir be a Binyan, which is left man the poly. The shaila is, but this is the process to Binyan. Does that also have a shame by him? Here, this is not a process to binyan. It's either binyan or not binyan. Do you take it or leave it? So that's what the Gemara says. If it would only say misates, so misates, I would say, de rav holds yechai mishum de derech binyan bekach. The derech binyan is also a machai. Aval oise neke belul shal tal negoylem. You won't end up with a binyan. If this is not a binyan, it's finished. She didn't make a binyan. This is not called derech binyan. Derech binyan is, I will zicher eventually end up with a binyan, and this is a derech to that binyan. But by lul shel tanag goylim, if I will assume for 1 minute that this is not, that's never teiras pesach, so it's finished, so there's no binyan whatsoever. There ain't derech binyan bekach. Eim amoy de leil shmul, unless he holds that this is also considered lahachnis olahitzi. But you need a memra of Rav to tell me this. This I cannot know from the first memra of Rav. The first memra of Rav of Besatis only told us that there binyan is a mechayev. But here I don't know bechlal, is this called boine? V'iyashminin boho, and if Rav would tell us the second case, mishum de domi lebinyan. The Ovdi Lavira, that Ovid Lavira also is called Lahachnis Olaitzi. So that's the Chiddush of Rav. Again, Shmuel does not hold that this is considered Binyan. So Vaita, so it's not Boine, but it's Makeh Bepatish. That means when you have a Lul Shaltan the Goylim, the last Pula to do to make it usable is to make a hole there. This is not boine, because it's not osi lahachnis alohitzi. But this is, but without this, the chicken coop is not usable, because the tanagaylam would die from the reyachra. So the mele, so that's called makke bepatish. Avol shuvse bekofine de more, but to put a wedge, to tighten the handle of a more, the ein derech binyan bekar. There we don't have the derech binyan. There it's not domi le binyan. It's tamazoye pesa. This is a binyan koldu. Eima moida leila shmu. So that's why Rav had to tell me these three cases, because each case is a bazundar alumbus. The yashmin and boho. So why didn't we say the last case? Why didn't we say the last case shufisa bikofina de more? So there it tells the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, so I'll know, I've had to give this before. Yishmin and boho koma Shmuel, that yechayev al tzmakeh bepatish. Avo bahanach tarti, there could be, he holds, it's called a Pesach asuya litziye, in the knise, and could be he holds that derech binyan is also boine, eima moide leila Rav. That means, if it fall under the category of boine, then Shmuel would also say it's not makeh bepatish. Shmuel only says it's makeh bepatish if it is not any other of the lametas malocha, so then it's makeh bepatish even though it's not a malocha b'fnei atzma. So memele, so I would think that Shmuel's moide l'ra, tzriche. So therefore it has to say all these three cases to tell us what Rav holds in all these three cases and what Shmuel holds in all these three cases. Before we learn the large tesis, just let's learn the tesis lul shaltan ha-goylim. Lechashiv leishmuel boine. The last two times. Lechashiv leishmuel boine. Aymeri mishim lechashiv leipesach osi lahachnis alohitzi. He does not hold that this Pesach is called lahachnis alohitzi. Even though Avir comes in and the Reicha goes out, it's not considered a Pesach lahachnis alohitzi. So therefore it's not boine. So that's the only chayv that's maki bepatish. Aval bahanach tarti eima moide, that moide shmuel. And Taisvah says the middle case is also a unique case. because be'etzem there's a svara to say that the middle case is better than the first case, because the first case is alumnus of derech binyan. It's the process that is done that eventually will bring to binyan. No, that's a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Does that have a shame boine? But lul shel talmid goyim is dummy lebinyan. It's a different parsha. It's mamish a pesach. No, the shaila, is it a pesach or isn't it a pesach? So it is a different machlokes. So there'd be a svara to say, even though Shmuel holds the first case and the last case is not boine, but the middle case he could hold is boine. You cannot know one case from the other because each one has a different svara. There's a svara to say that the second case is better than the first case. There's a svara to say the first case is better than the second case. So memela, so therefore Tosfos says, we would not know any case from the other two. That's why you have to say all three cases. Now let us go back to the Tosfos we skipped over yesterday. Hai man da ayil shuvse bikofina, gav omar chayiv mishum boin. So Tosfos, va'aval gav de kaim alon, ein binyan bekelem. So what is pshat m'ra? We have a klal ein binyan bekelem. Oymari, so he says, that haynu dafke b'achzores trisen, that dafke b'achzores trisen. The trisen was like a door of a shrank, and they used to take it out and put it back in again. It was a portable door. So the trisen was a chelik of a keli that used to be removed and put back together. That was the shimush of the keli. Oy be menayre shel chulyes, oy yere menayre shel chulyes, that the parts used to be taken apart and put together. Avol binyin gomer, mechayev bekelem kamoy bekalke, kedemrinem besoif peire kire, gabi mite shel tarsim, im toka chayev chatos, omar ze kani menayre chayev chatos, the keren agula yechayev chatas bein chilek bein kelim lekalke ela b'mokim she'ein chizuk v'umnes the beklile choshev binyan ubekalke choshev binyan. Now to explain Tosfos a little better, be'emison Tosfos is a little bit more explicit that I'm valid on it base, but the Ramban says it achsel mil the starkste. The Ramban afanor says as follows. Chazal said, "Ein binyan bikelim." Chazal did not say that. Ein binyan likelim. I think he says the stig. He says as follows: "Ein binyan bikelim" means that you have kelim, you have parts of kelim, and you're putting them together. So that Chazal says, ein binyan bekelim. That means if you have the parts that are here already, you just have to stick it in and take it out. So bekelim, if the keli is here already, you're just putting it together, ein binyan bekelim. That is not considered boin, because you have all the parts. If you're going to make a keli, so that's icha boine. That's no shaila. If you're making a keli, that's icha called boine. And the Ramban also says, what happens if you need a maisa umen to put it together? So what is pshat? So pshat is, so even though you have the parts, you don't have the keli. Because the parts don't help you. You have a broken keli. You don't have a keli. Like this, the olamnis of ein binyan bekelim is, it's considered, it's just mechusa krevich. I mean, this two-year-old can read the directions, he can put it together. So the keli is here already, so the putting it together is not considered a binyan. That is the taich ein binyan bekelim. But if you make a keli, so that's called boine. There you're a boine. What's the chilek of you? If it's bekalko bekelim, there's no special dinim of what boine should be. And who adin a maisa umen is also considered a boine, because that's upon him chadoshe. She didn't have a keli before. Havle ka'oise kli mitchilosoi. Sherei mishoshe nisparek. Vein ahed yit yochel achzir a bottle mitayres keli. So doesn't have a tayres keli. So that's what Taisvis also says. Al b'makim she'ein umnis. And chizuk mistama also means. Chizuk means that by putting it together alone, it won't hold. You have to be mechazik. So memela, so that is called your, so the parts alone are not sufficient. You have to nail it together. You have to do other things. So that's called you are making a keli. But even something that does not require umnis, does not require chizuk of a baikalke, that's the chshivis of kalke, that even that is a teiris binyan. Ubeperik bakel ma'arvin, gabinosnu b'migdol, there they're speaking about that the erev was put in a migdol, the mukilo rabbe v'rav yosef b'migdol shalait. So the shaila is over there, if it's hu b'mokim echad v'eruv b'mokim acher. If he can't get to the migdol, speaking about a migdol that is locked, and he can't get to the erev, he can't get to it without breaking the migdol. So the Gemara says as follows. Rabba b'rav yosef, t'mukla b'rav yosef b'migdol shalait. The mouse over kliyu v'ein binyan b'keilim. So just like in binyan b'keilim, umas over oil hu, and thereby some has a din of a mechuba, and then there's a binyan b'mechuba. So now if we would stop over here, so we're in hot water. Why are we in hot water? The Gemara is speaking about binyan, but the nafkamin is gabi stira. The shaila is if there's binyan, there's stira. So the pashas loshna Gemara about that is always given. That it's speaking about a migdol shalait. So if it's a keli, so the old ain binyan bekelim, so there's a dinain stira bekelim. So you can go and break it up. You can break it in Shabbos. So if he could break it, so it's, there's no problem of huve ruve bemokim acher. He can get to the eret. If it doesn't have a din keli, then he can't break it. Now, Taisvis does not appreciate this gemara. This is fakert from what Taisvis said. I mean, to break a geherig keli, that's ichas stira. So memele, so what is pshat in the Gemara? So Taisus answers, Hosam Mayri b'manuel dekotel b'misnik demasek abaye lipsoi. They're speaking about a shloss that was tied together with a string. In order to get to the migdol, you don't break down the migdol. You break the manuel, or the string you break. K'demasek abaye lipsoi. Lutzach leforish mishum debshita the bochi yairis. Akochet speaking about the binyan acha yeshtira binyan bekelim. Chemashim muki abaye b'manlo v'kotel b'misnad abe k'may chaysomisha bekelim. Olav hochi, that's the end of the sugya. Olav hochi osa. Ubereish sugya de porch v'amai hu b'mokim ech v'ru b'mokim acha hu. Afon gav de stam migdol shol eitzu. Okay, the Gemara in the beginning, we have to have the whole sugya afon kop. So Faker, that Gemara is a raya to me. He says, the Avamin of the Gemara was that the Gemara always knows it's a Migdol Shalait, which is a Keli. Bavel Pike, the Gemara is a Avamin, that it is, there's a problem of, that the Erev is not together with him, because in order to get to the Erev, he has to break the Migdol. The Gemara's Machadish in the Teretz, it is speaking about that it's b'manol v'kotol b'misnes and b'meile. There's no chesaron of stira b'keilim because you don't have to be soisa the keili in order to get to it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boi minei Rav Nosson bar Oishie me Rav Yochanan. Rav Nosson bar Oishie est Rav Yochanan mesateis mishumai mechayiv. What is Mesatas Mechaib? He says, we have the Machloikis Rav Shmuel. Ach v'lei biyodei mishumake bepatish. Ach v'lei biyodei. So Rashi says, ach v'lei biyodei make be'egroifoi al kapoi kemake bepatish. He says, he showed him with his hands. Mishumake bepatish. Why he showed him with his hands? Basically, but could be, I mean, we see the Gedolei Yisrael were very nizer b'diburim. They were mekatzer b'diburim. Person has a certain amount of diburim that he was given in the beginning. He'll be able to say kol yomov. So the male Gedolei Yisrael were very nizer. to be memayit b'diburim. So Mela could be, if he could show him with an action, without words, he held that that would be sufficient. So Rashi says, "Ema mesatis hamake bepatish, v'achi kama mesatis shulchayit mishum make bepatish chayiv bekolshu." Zok the Gemara weiter. Akoideach, we heard in the Mishnah, akoideach kolshu chayiv. Akoideach. So Rashi says, what is the taich koideach? Koideach really means he made a hole, but there's a difference between koideach and noikev. So Rashi says, V'chol ha-koideach al-menas l'malaisu. Koideach is with an intent to fill up the hole. That means I'm making a hole, but not I need the hole. This is not a window. This is not a knise. This is a partial hole, which I intend to stick something into the hole. V'chol ha-koideach al-menas l'malaisu. Lutkoye bo yosei, to stick in a yosei, the nail. V'sholoi l'malais, kori noike. Shalila Malis is Korinoik. Zukta Gemara. Hakideach kol shul chayit. Mishloim al rav merzi keman dechol chulta lebinyonim. According to rav, so this is similar, someone is making a hole, l'tzairich binyin. So he's going to stick something into this hole. So memele, this is l'chayre similar to mesates. This is also derech binyan. That means I didn't do anything yet. With the hole, that when I made the hole in the wall, I didn't do anything yet. But al koponim, this is similar, this is a derech binyan. That means this is one of the processes that you do to make possible binyan. So mamelu, that's also derech binyan. It's like misates. See in Taisus, Taisus says it's like, That's metasis means this is a combination of both. Shuvshe bekafina demore is a binyan kol dehu, and mesatis is a preparation. So this kaideach is beide. It's a preparation of a binyan kol dehu. But according to Rav, the Rav says a binyan kol dehu yachayiv. Rav says a preparation of a binyan also falls into the category of binyan. So memele, so we can understand the Mishnah. Bishleim al Rav merze keman dechol chuta lebinyonim. He's making a hole. It's tzairich binyan. Ela leShmuel. Shmuel says, well, Shmuel disagrees with this. He holds that a binyan kol dehu is not called bayne. He holds up some amelus. So hamdach nishkan bayne da. So the whole chiv is only out to maki bepatish. Maki bepatish is the last pula. This is not the last pula. I made a hole. I have to not stick in a nail. Elo l'shmuel lav gemar malachu, so why yichai? And with the Gemara, achit ma'eskin in the bozei beramtze the pausel, he made this hole with a iron nail, v'shavke begave, and he stuck a nail into a wall, v'haynu gemar malachu, so this is the gemar malachu, this is the gemar malachu, he says. So the wall needed a place where to hang up a hat or something, so mamela, by banging in the nail, that is the gemar malachu. That's why the Chiddush Ovav says, yesterday we learned Rashi. Rashi says, "Vakedeich noikev eitzay even bikoisel." So he said, "Rashi." That's what Rashi says. Bikoisel. That's the maskonas haGemara, Mistamer. Maskonas haGemara is because the whole purpose is that that's the Gemar Malacha. The Gemar Malacha is Faker Taistis. That, he's thinking something little is by Rashi, says. Let us see Rashi. Bishlam el Rav, the Omar Nekev Havi Binyin, Ainami Binyin Habe. Binyin Habe Kolshu. This is also a Kolshu Binyin. Rafa Pishi Yamalenu, Arei Hoyel Le Binyin Shekaideya Chachu. This is helping to binyan. Chol chulse kodachu elo l'shmud amanoikev lav bainahu bishloim enekev dulu likamei memakev apatish. אבל זה שעומד ליסטוים לאו גמר מלוכה. לאו גמר מלוכה. זה לא גמר מלוכה. זה בוזי ברמצו דה פרזלה במסמה אורך של ברזל. בישלוים אל הרב מרזי כמאן דחור חולטה לבניוני. זה תויסס אף על גב דלוי דומי לאויסי נקב בלול של קל מגוילה. So Rashi weiß doch aus, Rashi stellt zu, ne, der Schobel Rav Doma Nekev have a Binyin, es weiß auch aus, ob es a Binyin kol dohu. Da ist was learnt, es bachlau no zustell, to a Nekev Balu Shaltan Agoyl. Da hossam osi la hachnis ala hoitzi. Es ist aber etzem, dass er mach leukes Rashi, im Teises hat alo im Schatten der Gemorre before. Die Gemorre said that Nekev Balu Shaltan Agoyl Michael, the Domi la Binyin. So Taisvis learned Pshat, Rav learns it's Domila. This is also Pesach Lachnis Aloitzi. That means Hachnosas Avir and Eitzos Reach. This is Lachnis Aloitzi. See, have a Geherige Pesach. Taisvis Rashi Vaisis didn't learn like that. Rashi learned that it's a Binyin Kodo. It's not a Pesach. Rav was also made it's not a Pesach. But it says that Taisvis Binyin Kodo. The Tais is Avagav Dlei Domi Lois in Ekev Balu Shultan Agam Dosam Osi Lahachnis Aloitzi Mekom Oki Mitam Binyin Kodu Mechayiv Kmoi Ma'ayil Shuvshe Bekafina Demoro Omisates. So that's what Taisvis means, that because here we have two Chesroinis over here, it's not the Binyin Kodu, because the hole is not the Gmar, and I feel when you stick something in, it's also only a Binyin Kodu. So Taisvis says, but that's a combination of Shuvse Bekafine or Mesates. Mesates is the Derech, and you'll end up with a Binyan Koldu. So a Derech, a Binyan Koldu, also is a Shem Boine. El al Shmuel, the Mishum Binyan Koldu, loy mechayev, amai chayev, ain kam gemar meloche. So the Gemara says that the gemar meloche is, that, so the Gemara says, it's, here it is the gemar meloche. Ze haklau, the Mishnah continues. Ze haklau, kol oisem melocha u melachtoi miskayemes b'shabes chai. Ze haklau lasuyei mai, lasuyei dechok kapize b'kabe. What is that? Let us see Rashi. Dechok kapize b'kabe, b'goylam godu. There was a large piece of unformed wood. Haroi lochik by kaf, and there was big enough to be chaykik a base kibble of a kaf, which is four lugim. Chokak shalosh lugim, and he went. He was chaykik shalosh lugim. Af al pi she osid lahoisiv yesh shemekaimin kain. Even though it's osid lahoisiv yesh shemekaimin kain. Now let us appreciate what Rashi is telling us over here. Rashi in the Mishnah says, it seems Rashi had a unique taich in the Mishnah, and the piskei harid is chaylik and Rashi in the Mishnah, mel is chaylik and Rashi over here. Rashi says, Kol ha'oise meloche u'melachtei miskayemes. So what is melachtei miskayemes? So Rashi says, the Mishnah sheyesh miskayemes ki yoytze boi ve'ein moisif oleho. So the Piski Arid explains that Rashi here, the Mishnah de Keshite, that what a binyan koldohu is chayiv, there are two chidushim involved. One chidush is, even if it's a koldohu, so the accomplishment is, what did I do? It's koldu. No, that's one chiddush. Koldu is also chayiv. But this chiddush that koldu is chayiv is only if he intends to leave it with this the way it is. But if he intends to improve and to be moisif on this binyin, so then a binyin koldu does not have a chshivis. I mean, since this eventually will not remain the way it is, so then, if he wants this for, this is his binyan, so good. So, even though it's a koldu, the accomplishment is very small, but also it's a teiris boine. But if he intends to be moisif on it, so the Rashi learns the taich miskayemis means, it will remain like this. He won't add on to it. That means nishtikal will remain. Then it's called boine. If he has any intentions to be moisif on it, so that's a, so then, he not chayv on a binyan koldu. So Mamela, so Rashi had over so our Gemara said Amir the Chiddush over here. Zeh HaKlal. That what? That if a person, the Chok Kapize Bekabe, that the person was, he had a chunk of wood that is usually used as a base kibble for four lugim, for a calf, and he was chaykik for three lugim. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says in Chulin, in such a case, that is still called Geul Mekalim, because it's not finished yet. If you have a base kibble for four, so you'll make four out of it. So in Hilchis Tumah V'Tahara, it's called Geul Mekalim. Afal Pikein, so Mamela Shteta Amu'uyim de Kechidish. So in the Tumah V'Tahara, it's called Geul Mekalim. But others are Mekayim. So Mamela, so since this is a binyan, which by others were finished, that's also called melachtei miskayemes. Even though he personally has intentions to be goymer, aber ilgabish en ilgabi tare, therefore it's called goyl mekelim, afal pikein, ilgabi shabbis, since yeshe mekaimen kein, so it has a teires bainet. That is Shitas Rashi. The Piskei Harid disagrees in Ganson with Rashi. He says there's no such thing. He says, now I was a boine, I'll make it bigger. It's not, he says that doesn't take away from the chshivas of the Malachi, because I'm gonna make it bigger. What I did. I'll make it bigger, so I'll make it bigger. He says, the only time that the Einemis Kayemis means something else, he says, if what you're doing now is temporary and later you're going to be mekalkal what you did, that is called Einemis Kayemis. So Mamela, this is only a temporary thing, but later you're going to get rid of it. That's called Einemis Kayemis. Agabuchi Varai from the Piskei Rit, what we spoke about yesterday, even if a pu'ula makes it Einemis Kayemis, that's also called Einemis Kayemis. That, not only by itself it doesn't last. It's oimed to be changed. But they said that's called Einemis Kayemis. But Stamazi going to be moisif on the binyan? That he disagrees with Rashi. That is no chesor. So what's the chiddush of Chok Kapize? So he wants to say, it's a new chiddush. He was talking about the different types of binyan. There was boinen, mesateis, and dos, and akedeya. So chokapisa, this is meleches chakike. It's a different oifen of binyan. But it's not, it's just telling us a new oifen of binyan, which we did not speak about till now. But the chiddush of Rashi, he does not agree with. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel oimer hamake bekulnis alastan. So what is hamake bekulnis alastan? Let us see Rashi again in the Mishnah. The stan is an anvil. You have a person that's banging with the kulnis on the anvil. So yechai neishu kimisakim melochim. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, v'afo pishein hamake ala pu'ule, el alastan. So you also chayv. Gemara meforish my misaka. What is he misaka? He's not doing anything. A klap nor afen stan. So what is he being misaka? And Rav Shimon Gamliel says yechayv neishu kim misaka in meloch. It's kim misaka in meloch. My ka'ovid is Rabbi v'Rab Yosef the Omri Tavayu mibnei shema'amin es yodoi. That you know what he's doing. He's banging now on an anvil, so he's practicing and learning how to bang. So Memele, when eventually he will bang on a keli, he'll be a mumche. So Memele, so this pu'ule, that he's ma'amin es yodoi, so that's already cool, that's a tikkun malache. Amir de kezach. Maybe the havamin of the Gemara was that it's called the Pseiz Mesakin himself. That's the Malacha. Shema Amin Es Yodai. What does Rashi say? Margilo Umechavna lahako horuyelim loch is malgul the hand. Mechavnom that they should know how to give a hak. Make gdoyle, a make ktane. Is koshubo b'nei rechove. Ela ma'ato chozum noso b'shabsa v'goma. Ochinami de mechayevs. If you say, if making oneself an umen is also a tikkun, so male, if he watches someone doing an umnes b'shabbos and he learns how to do it, I mean, the banging is not gonish. The banging is only an oifen to be koilet yediyas of how to bang. So if he'll study an umnes and shabbos, so then he'll be koilet these yediyas. So it's also called mesak and meloche. Achinami de mechai. Elo amar abaye verove da omri tabayu shekei merade dei tasei mishkon oisen kei. Tanya nami hochi, Rab Shimon Gemel Eloymer, af amake bekunis al azban b'shas meloche chayiv, shekei merade dei tasei mishkon oisen kei. Before we'll see Rashi, The Rashba brings from Rav Haigoin. Rashi is a different pshat in our Gemara, but Rav Haigoin said that this is bemes not a new pshat. This is a pirish to Rabbe v'Rav Yosef. Es Rabbe v'Rav Yosef said shema'amen es yodai. So we were learning that ma'amen es yodai means that he's working out his hand to do. He's learning how to be a good smith, whatever it is. So Melus and Moses, it's a Tadil Masaka, he's Masakin himself. Any other one that should also be Chayav al Masakin Malach. So Rav Haigoin says, Ma'amin es yodoi lechavein lahakois ba'oise malocha atzmo shuhu oise. Bezeh michlal hamalochi. That means like this. If you're working out stamazoi, I'm not doing any work now. I'm just learning how to hack. So mamela, so this is an abstract pula of education, of learning how to hack. That's not called mesakin maloche. But if I have in front of me a matres that I have to bang, but just like, but before I start banging, I have to warm up. I can't just get bald as I, from the Gemara, given the haketisness, you have to first warm up your hands. You see how it was tutsuch with an orchestra, they start tuning up till they start playing, segetach net as I. You need to warm up before you start doing something. So memele, this is a tikkun of yenem meloche. That's mesakin meloche. That's a Rav Haigoin learned pshat. That's called a mesakin meloche. So memele, this is a chelik. That when I'll give a hack, so Zayin got hacked, so Memele, so these few hacking is called a tikkun in Yenem Meloche. This is not education. This is a hachone for Yenem Meloche. So Memele, so that is a bezunder rechiv. That's how Rav Haigoin learned. And according to Rav Haigoin, it's very meduyik. We'll see Rashi, it's shver Rashi learns pshat, but what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, Shekein Adomri Tavayu, Shekein Merade Deitase Mishkan Oisen Kein. The Merade Deitase Mishkan do it. Say Haken. So what's the Teretz? You're telling me they do it. So what's the Teretz? Well, like Rav Haigoin, it's Gemaldik. If you want to be Merade Tase Mishkan, you have to warm your hand up before you do it. You can't be Merade Tstamazoi. You have to do this before. So he's bringing a raya from mumchim. That's how you're meradit. You can't be meradit stamazoi. So that's called mesakin meloche. This is Rav Haigoin's pshat. Rashi otachgor an ander pshat. Betzim the loshna gemar is very shver. Meradit in tasei mishkan letzipi kroshim oisin kein makin gimel ala tas va'achas ala zdan. You watch them. You'll see what they do. The three zetzes they give on the tas and one dollar stan. What's given there? Zetz the stan. What's the stan gizindik? Lahachli kakurnis. To make sure that the hammer is smooth. Shiloyi boka hatas shudak. Ubali mat beibim kaimenu reisi oisin kain. So what is the Teret? So the Misakin Malachim means that you are improving the hammer that it should work better. So the Chayyish Avav asks Amir the Kikasha. So Retzim Zach, what's the Tzlishkei Merada? The Zog, what the Malach? The Gemara asks, what are you doing? So say you machlik the coolness. Say what you're doing. You say, do you need it? Shekain Merada Day. But say Al Koponim what the Malach is. The Ika Malach is that you are machlik the coolness. Like the Gemara Zikah Chosam in HaSeifer. Going to Ravai, going Fakert. Those is this. A meradid task has to do this. That's the only way he's able to be meradid the task. Zok the Mishnah weiter. A chayrish kol shehu. A person is chayrish kol shehu. Hamenakesh. Hamenakesh is a person, he's chayval tzcherishe. Hamenakesh is a person who takes out asabim roim. V'hamikarsein. Hamikarsem Rashi says, Koitzeitz anofim yeveshim, min ilon lesaknoi. He takes out, dried out twigs. The mimesaken, this is a toda, the zereya, the neteya. Vamezareit, zrodim lachim chadoshim shalshonazu. These are fresh shoots, fresh branches. Upomim shehim merubim, there's an abundance of them. Umakrishin heilon. Umisyapshim. I think it would be better to say Mishyabish, and the Elon is going to dry out because it's overloaded with branches. Of a koitzitzin oisam imenu. So therefore, these zrodim lachim, because we'll see later, it's speaking about your koitzah, the zrodim lachim. That's why Mishyabshim is unclear. The koitzitzin oisam imenu. So, lachayre to be misak and Elon is kol shu chayiv. So a kol shu, it doesn't matter, whatever he's doing is a tikkun and Elon. Hamalaket eitzim, a person is malaket eitzim which are mechuba, im lesakin, if the purpose is for tikkun. So Rashi says, lesakin es ha'ilon, oh yes, ha'kalke, bekotze tzoy mina mechuba, kol shein. Because it doesn't matter how much you're taking off. The taking away is a tikkun, im lehesik. What if the purpose of the likot eitzim is to burn the eitzim? Then he has to be malakit eitzim. Then it could be if it's not mechuba also. Then we could be speaking about meleches ma'amel. If he wants the eitzim for hesik, so say mechuba, say not mechuba. So then the shir is kelavashel beyakala. Hamalakit asabim im lesakin kolsho im lebehema kemali piyagdi. So Rashi beya kala ki groigres mi beya stana goyle shakala levashel mikola beya. If you know fuel to cook a groigres of a beya stana goyle. Frek de gemor, achirish kol shahu is chayiv, lemai chazi. What can one accomplish with achirish kol shahu? Chazi lebizre de kare. Lebizre de kare, so Rashi says, lizroye besoicha nimo shel delas. A one seed of a dalas. The avol gav the shanino linyan haitzoa zera deluyim shnayim. That the chshir shivis of haitzoa is for two. Shein odom teireach bni maachas. Lagabi meleches haitzoa, a person would not go out for one seed. Hanimile haitzoa. Nechi mapik tarti mapik yadod. You only take out two at a time. Shein izereya achas levad. He won't take out one. He won't take out one to be Zereya one. Aval inyan charishe kol kuma veguma ba'apei nafshe ovidlo. Each hole is made separately. So the Chodesh Oviv says because of the last is a large peri, so memele, you don't put, so you want it to grow to its full length, so therefore you don't put in more than one seed in a nekev, in the karke. So therefore, so for each seed, a special charisha is made. So therefore, so the ischayev b'kolshu. Gabi Mishkin, they also did the same. Shkeroy lekelach echot shal samonim. They wanted that it should grow to its full extent. Another thing shouldn't be yainik. So they used to have each seed also a special charisha. זוכט די גמרא ווייטער, א מנחש פא מקאלס מא מזארי, טונער רבון. א טיילש אולשן, פא פרסן טיילש אולשן אנד דייבס, א מזארי צרודן, אים לאכיל if the purpose is he wants to eat it himself, so the shir is gegregres. Im le beheime kemole piagdi, larger shir. Im le hesek de levashel beyakala. Im le yapis es akalke kol shehein. If the purpose is to be miyapa de kalke, so then the shir is kol shehein. Frek de gemore ota kulo loy le yapis es akalke ninu. That means all of them, even though he doesn't have intentions of being miyapa de kalke, but he's miyapa de kalke. So memela, if being miyapa de kalke, that is a maloche. It's a maloche of either boine or zereya, whatever the maloche is. So memela, so why do you have these shiurim? She'd be mechuyev ready in a kol shul because it's miyapa de kalke. They're speaking about an agam that there is no yipui kalke. But he's not mechaven to be miyapa de kalke. So since he's not mechaven to be miyapa de kalke, so memeila it's a dover sheni miskaven. Dover sheni miskaven is mutter. Frag de gemore va bay ve rove de omri tavai u meider rab shimem be psikrei shevel yomus. Frag de gemore is not mechaben, but automatically with this tlisha of this rodin, he is miyapa de kalke. So it's a psikrei she. No psikrei she rab shimem is also meider. And for the gemore de kaovid ba aro de chavre. He was speaking about it wasn't his own kalke, it was his chavre's kalke. And what Pshat in the Teretz is, we'll see Rashi and Taisus. Zot Rashi, Ulshin Esef, Zrodin min kanim heim, boidam rakim zeir dem oisei lamachal odom, niskashu miyat ruin lamachal beina, yovshu oim dem lasokim. Pek te gemara to kulo le le yafis as a karkanin, are a karke mis yape me eilop, si shibicham vimechai bal fat, Ba'agam shein tzorich liyapis. Ba'ara dechavrei le'ichpis le' liyapis. So here it is, le'ichpis le'. And by le'ichpis le', if he's, it's a geitem nishton, it's a geitem nishton, so memele, so he's potter. What the svar is, Rashi doesn't tell us. Abok upon him le'ichpis le'. Let us Rabbi Kivege Tzeichens to Rashi Daf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph V'tzorchi in Kot. Now Rashi Daf Ayin Hey Amad Aleph there the Gemara says there we are speaking about that a person is they were speaking about that a person is squeezing out the dam from a chilozen. The shaila is so the Gemara says Shani hoche de kama dis bei neshama tvei nechelei ki heche de litzel tzivei. He would prefer that the chilozen should not die. So Meili doesn't want it to die. So let us see Rashi. Tvei nechile shedam achai toiv midam ameis. The kiven the chol atzmoi miskaven v'tereich l'shoimrei shalayomus. His whole intent is it shouldn't die. Afilu meis en kanela misasak. V'chi moide Rav Shimon. Ay Rav Shimon is moide b'midi d'loi ichpes lei imischami miyichav n'loi mechav. Rav Shimon is moide p'segeitem nishtot. Ober p'sebadotem. Then Rab Shimon is moide that it is, and then Rab Shimon is moide that it is potter. So that's Rabbi Kiveges Kashe. Rashi says, if segeitam nishton, Rab Shimon is moide that you're a chayiv. And here Rashi says, la'ichpes le'liyafis, Rab Shimon is moide that you're potter. So that's Rabbi Kiveges Kashe, astirin to Rashi. The Sam Seifa over there wants to say that there's two Rab Shimon. There we're speaking about Meleches Chayvel. Now, Rab Shimon holds Mekalkel Bechabure is Chayev. So if Mekalkel Bechabure is Chayev, so there, if it's Loi Ichpes Loi, the Chassam Sofer is Mevayer, it's not felt Meleches Machsheves. If it doesn't, it's a Geitem Nishton, so this felt Meleches Machsheves. And that is Agamor. Agamor is state Loi Ichpes Loi, so Mele, it is not Meleches Machsheves. So by Shabbos, you would be potter because it's not Meleches Machsheves. But over there, Rashi is speaking about Chabure. Chabure, Rab Shimon holds Mekalkel b'Chabure is Chayev. So Memela there, you don't need Meleches Machsheves. Because Mekalkel is also Chayev. So there Rashi says, so by Chabure, Rab Shimon would be Moide by Epsikreshe. If it would be Loi Ichbislei. There Rab Shimon is only, if he doesn't want it to happen, then Rab Shimon holds that you are potter. But Le'ich Bislei, you are Chayiv. So that's how the Chassam Sofer wants to say, for Rabbi Kevegas Kashe, there Rashi is speaking about Chayivul, and here Rashi is speaking about all the other Lamates Melachis, where you need Meleches Marsheves, and Le'ich Bislei, felt the Meleches Marsheves. Zogt Taisus. Im Le'behime, Kemole Piyagdi, Ve'im Le'hesek, Perish. What does lahesek mean? She'einam ruyim la'achila. That it's not roy la'achila. The lavhochi mechayiv ha'shiyur ezute. So since it's roy la'achila, so filu though he took it for a beheime, so it'll also be mechayiv ha'shiyur ezute, k'dom ala'el, ha'moitzi tevin k'meloi pi poro le'gomol chayiv. That if he took out tevin, that there's a shiur that is sufficient for a poro, and he took it out for gomos, even though for a gomol it is not a shiur choshuv, but since this betzim is a shir choshu for a poros, and he's a chshivis already, so who adin if it be roi la'achile, so he'd be chayiv on a smaller shir, even though he wants that a behemish should eat it. So speaking about it, saying the roi la'achile sotam. Ba'agam shonu, masnisin lo yishayich lo'ukme ba'agam, ba'etzim, emu benetam, ba'erbilin yove, sheinim misakin klo. Here we're going to have a famous Tosfos, which is a Shas Inyan. He says, the Gemara at Estakasha, why are you not Chayiv als Miyape the Ara? So the Gemara says, it's Ara the Chavre. Perish Ba'oruch. So the Oruch said, the Psikreshe, the Loi Nichalei, if he doesn't segetem nishton, there's no nichuse ki goin the ka'ovid ba'are dechavre, that's our case, ki goin ba'acher, I'll tell you the Chassam Sofer's girse, which makes more sense, ba'acher she'enoi oviv v'koitzeitz ba'heres b'shas mila. Now let me explain to you what the Oruch is speaking about. There's a Gemara Weiter, and I'll tell you the Gemara Weiter the way the Oruch learned Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Gemara Weiter that says, by Mila there's a word Besoroi, and for Besoroi we learn out that even though there's a Beheres on the Ola, one is permitted to be Mal the Ola, and even though you're mitayer the nega, it is mutter. It is mutter. So it seems that the lomdus of the Gemara is that it is mutter because the mitzvah smila is doiched the iser of tzitzis beheres. He says, lamaise, there's an iser of ishama benega tzaras, there's iser of tzitzis beheres, aber the mitzvah smila is doiched. Frag the Gemara akashe, why is it toiche? We have a klal, Rish Lakish said a klal, that when you say Esa Doiche Loisase, if it's only Efsher al Yidei Tchiyah, so then you say Esa Doiche Loisase. But if you could avoid, could do the mitzvah say without being Doiche de Loisase, Yizich Mechuyiv, there's no Din Tchiyah. Frek de Gemore, ho Efsher al Yidei Acher. What's pshat? That why is the father permitted to be mal? his child, and the father is Nichi B'Taris B'Noi. Get another moil. V'skate them garnished on if the nimble will become tired to Tommy. So get them garnished on. So memele, so you can avoid the iser of Ktzitzis Beheres. So why is the mitzvah smile doiche Ktzitzis Beheres? Get a moil v'snish kein tate. And this moil is not mechavim to be metayel. The tate is mechavim to be metayel. So the orch, but the mitzvah marich given though. Aye, it's a psikreisha. The Gemara weiss is clearly it's a psikreisha. It's a psikreisha. I mean, it's automatic. When he'll take off the ola, automatically he'll be metayel. So it's a psikreisha that the mila will bring tare, but it's a psikreisha the leinichale. So get them garnished on. So the oruch had a Gemara weiter, Rabbi Lezer the mila. He's now was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, why is mitzvah's mila doiche ktzitzis beheres? It could be done through someone else. So the oruch galten, what's the difference someone else than the father? But it's a psikreisha. The Gemara says it's a psikreisha. So if you say the father's mechavel l'tayel, so he's also mechavel, because he'll have to be metayel. So why stays if it's like nichele, there's no din of a psikreisha. That's how the oruch said pshat. So this is the girse of the chasam sofer. The psikreisha, so here our gemore, psikreisha de loy nichele, perish ba'oruch, the psikreisha de loy nichele, kegoin, the ka'ovid ba'aro de chavre, our gemore. A moil that is not a father. V'koitzeitz beheres b'shas mila. She'ein loy hano muta lechatchila. So this is muta lechatchila. This is the shitas ha'oruch. V'afilu iser d'rabonon leke. Just to understand the lomdis of the oruch, Rab Chaim says pshat as follows. Rab Chaim says that the Oruch learned pshat that Rab Shimon holds tafka adova ha-miskaven is os, adova sheni miskaven is muta. So Rab Chaim says, miskaven means rotzoin. If I want it to occur, so that's called a mechaven for it. If I don't want it to occur, if there's no rotzin for me that it should occur, I don't want it, so memele, Kavon is not called Yediyah, Rab Chaim says. Kavon is called Rotzen. Not I'm aware that it's going to occur. In order to be Mechuyev, you have to want, there has to be a Rotzen that it should occur. So if Abhainim is Kavon, there's no Rotzen, so Memele, so Yepota, that's called Dovr Sheinim is Kavon. Moide Rab Shimon Bepsikresh, even though there's no Rotzen, but that's only Taka, there's no Rotzen Behedye, but it's Nichalei. That means, since he's sefriden, that it should occur, he's happy with it, like ba'ara didei, so even though there was no rotzen bepoil, but there's a behalten rotzen, there's an echus al kapot, that also is a teiris rotzen, that I want this to happen, even though there's no beferish rotzen in kavone, but nichele, if it's a psikresh, and it will zicha happen, and I'm happy with that it's going to happen. So mail that also is a din kavon and rotz. But if it's going to happen, aber segeit mir gornishton, that is called adovo she'enoi miskavet. That is no kavona for it. So something that is done without kavona like Rab Shimon is mutter. So adovo she'enoi miskavet. He says the whole chaymer of a psikresh is that nichalei, nitzicha going to happen, is spells out ke'ilu yos mechaven that it should happen. But if it's lo nichalei, so you need from that what it's going to happen does not make kavon, it does not make chotzen. So therefore, the orach held la haloche that a psikreisha de lo nichalei is a davar she'enei miskaven is muta filo mid rabbana. Muta lachatchil, afilo isa de rabbanon leke. Vehiter Rabbeinu Chovis, the Oruch was Mater Chovis Shepokiku Bepishton. There was a barrel, and the pkak, the stopper of the barrel, was on the side of the barrel, and this stopper was soaked with wine. Now, when you're going to schlep out the stopper from the barrel, so the sides of the barrel are going to quetch the stopper, and wine is going to leak out. So there's a shayla of disha over here. There's a shayla of dosh. Seichet. That means, let's say, just like if I would take a shmata that is that's eingesatz with wine, and I'll squeeze it out. So memeila, so I'm chayev al tzeichet, al tzdosh. So memeila, hu adin, if I take it out, and it's zichab sikreisha, since this is a shmata that's soaking wet with wine, al zichab bi seichet the wine. Hot de oruch mati gemacht, behita, chavi shepakaku be pishtin lahoser apkak, vol nimshech mimenu yayin bishabes. Aber bishi yevshe shlo yischoy kshemeiser abkak il zicher bisoyche va ave psikreish aber given in the nene beschit is anything from the schite shayai neufolor it's verkehr it is losing precious wine mutter it's mutter so this is so we brought two rayas that the oruch had and a psak la loche that lahoser abarze is mutter. So Taisus disagrees with the Oruch. Now, before we go further, let us just see the bottom Taisus for 1 minute. Ba'ar de chavre, perish tavam meloche she'ein etzricha legufa. Taisus learned a different shot in our Gemara. Psikreishe, Rab Shimon Grad has two things up his sleeve. One had to reyes dover she'ein emiskaven, but maida Rab Shimon be psikreishe. So another heter Rab Shimon has a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So that's pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara is telling of us, it's arid v'chavris, even though I am misak in the kaka, but since I don't need the tikkun, so I'm doing a malacha without the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. So memela, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So you're not chayiv als the yipoyare. So you're only chayiv als the likud. So the likud is, if he wants, lachila, lachila's bente, lahesek. That is how Taisus learned Pshat in the Gemara. Now Taisus brings a ray. The Mapis Mulse, Lohitzi Mimeno Leicha. Mapis Mulse is a person who has a boil. And he wants to get rid of the pus in the boil. So he squeezes it out. Squeezing it out, in order to squeeze out, you have to make a Pesach. In order for the pus to go out. Now this Pesach is a shayla of boine. That means if you'd make, just like you have a Pesach, it's lahachnis alohitzi, lahachnis ave alohitzi lecha. If a person would make a Pesach, and he has an intent that the Pesach should remain after this pus came out, so this is a melocha deraisa of boine. But what is if he doesn't want that the Pesach should remain? He just wants to get rid of the pus now that's bothering him, and then get him nicht on weiter, your Pesach, nicht Pesach. So this is a malocha shein tzricha legufa. That means I'm making a Pesach. It's a malocha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the Pesach. I don't need the purpose of the Pesach, so get me alone with the Pesach with blight. So it's a malocha shein tzricha legufa. So memele is only osmi the rabbon, and osmi the rabbon, and b'mokim tzar they were making. So that's a gemore. So mapis mulsa is mutar als malocha shein tzricha legufa. Now according to Rab Shimon, because malocha shein tzricha legufa is only also mida rabbah. Now according to the Oruch, why do you have to say the ganze dreidel to malocha shein tzricha legufa b'mokim tzara legozer? We have here a often a heter over here. This adova shein miskaven. He wants to get rid of the pus. He has no intentions, b'chlal. This is a second thing. The Pesach that is being made is a secondary thing that is occurring. He wants to get rid of the pasal. Memele, a Pesach is being made. Of al kaponim, so that's a psik reisha. The loy nichale, so gate of nishton, yo Pesach, nisht Pesach. So that's called a dover shayne miskaven according to the Oruch. So mele, tais is a mele de kikasha. Why does the Gemara have to say that Shmuel holds that Mapis Mus is Mutta B'mokim Tzara Loigos Rabo Rabona? So you see klar in the Gemara that the reason that it is Mutta because it's a Malacha Shein Etzricha Lagufa, which is awesome. Ida Rabonon, B'mokim Tzara Loigos Rabo, the Gemara should have said, according to the Oruch, it is a Psikreish of the Loinichele. So here we have a new heter of Dova Shein Emiskaven, which is Mutta Legamri, on Tzara, on Gornish. the map is Musa leitzim and aleicha haya osli lav mishim tzara the gufa afo pishe nena klal bebinyin ha-pesach bein miskavin klal bebinyin ha-pesach elo nikiva baal just wants doesn't want a pesach just wants a whole to dos no it's a psikresh will be a pesach so me meile so to be a psikresh lo nichele v'chein hevi rashba mimachat shal yad little basa kaitz the Gemara says that a machat shal yad, a needle, is not mukta because Shabbos, you could use it to take out a splinter. The mukul abanachnokim, who says you can take out a splinter in Shabbos, krab shimin. The homa malocha shein tzricha legufa, because a splinter is a dangerous shiloh. You're taking out a splinter, you can make blood. So the Gemara says, it goes according to krab shimin, the homa malocha shein tzricha legufa, potar alei. Shem tzare shori. No, according to krab shimin, you're allowed to take out a splinter. Even though I might make blood, but it's a malocha shein tzricha legufe, mokim tzare shori. So Taisus has the same problem. Mustaf megein mit Rab Shimon, mit malocha shein tzricha legufe, mushim tzare shori. We should say that it's a dover shein miskaven. And even though it's a psik reisha that'll make blood, but it's a psik reisha d'loi nichele, it's a mele, it's mutter legamre. V'av al pi shein in nene b'chaburah hoya osa. Ilav mishum tzara de gufa. So the Mela Sotaisva says two gemores, not like the Yoruch. Oh, the Kamalei Tzricha David Ba'ara de Chavre. Ay, Orchid Agamore. Hainu dle mechayev chatos. Agamore does not mean that it's mutter. Agamore means that Ara de Chavre, so it's a Malacha Shein Tzricha le gufa, like the next Taisva says. So the Mela see not chayev chatos on the Yipoyar. Avli suri ike, tzicha osa mida rabon. Bohod the kama bishili kol atodir hamisnadiv yayin. The person is misnadiv yayin, mevia mizalfe al gabi yish. So a person is mizalfe al gabi yish. Uporir vahoka mechabe. He's mechabe. He's you know what I mean mechabe the eisham is beir. Umuki lo kerab shimen, da modov ishen miskaven mutter. So the Orach also brought a ray from this Gemara. Ay, it's a psikreshin in the poor yayin al ha'ishim. It's a psikreshin in the poor yayin al ha'ishim lemaise yulzicha bim mechabe. So the Orach said, it's a ray psikreshin le nichalei is mutter. Mayrit le have psikreshin. Shemizalfai betipa istakais. They're speaking about that he's mezalfei betipa izdaki, so it's a dover, maybe he will be mechaba, maybe he won't be mechaba. Inami agabi evorim, efshe shalo yechaba eish. So the Gemara says that that's Tratan Rab Shimon, that it's a dover, the oifen of Ziluf is an oifen haistis that it's not a psikreshe that'll be mechaba the yesh.